afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. Welcome from around the world and in the chat room as well as on the phone. We're so glad that you're joining us today. Oh, such a good, it's a beautiful day out. I'm so glad you're joining and supporting this show. We cover everything from personal to businesses in our readings. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Daily readings are done on the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe or even donate to keep the service going. It would be much appreciated. If you have any questions for us, send them at the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. As a reminder, tomorrow night we're back on at 6 o'clock just for 1 hour on Monday nights from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. So do mark your calendars with that. And then also, I just did a prediction, weather prediction last night for the second half of this year. So you want to check that out on the website is one area, theessenceofsuccess.net, or go to YouTube and just pull up Lenis Boyd, and you'll see the predictions. I got my little golf hat on, so you'll see me in my golfing outfit. But anyway, that's up, and it's predictions for the second half of the year. Quite interesting, too, how the weather is going to be going along. Let's see. Oh, and also, we are in Mercury retrograde, so I suggest that you go to the website and read the blog on how will Mercury retrograde affect all 12 of the signs during this 4-week period. So, lunar eclipse is on the 16th, which is this week, I believe, on Tuesday, is the lunar eclipse. Also on Tuesday is the full moon. And again, happy birthday, Cancer. So, yeah, we still got a lot going on. But anyway, do check on the website, Blog News, because there's a lot of information over there, not only about Mercury retrograde and the weather, but other good things, too. Let's see. The chat room is open. I don't know who the moderator is going to be today. I don't know where Nina is. Maybe she told me she was off and I just forgot. But anyway, the chat room is open, so I'm hoping that Heather or Holly will show up to do some readings in there as well. Okay, let's begin. Sorry for the long intro. I started coughing just as the music started, so I was like, uh-oh, let me drink a little bit of water before we begin. I want to welcome in area code 414 and also 510 to the show. We do have some lines open, so come on, y'all, bombard me. Call in. I don't care if it's 25 or 30 people. Call in. It's okay. I can hang. The prayer for today is my highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. All right, our first call up is area code 414. You're on the air with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, Lenis. This is Felicia. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Felicia? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks. I was calling for a reading, and I was calling to let you know this. Last time you and I talked about a position as an assistant director. I didn't know if I wanted it or not. You said basically get out the way and let your guides guide me, and I am officially assistant director of housing and homeless services since June 30th of this year.
So you got the job?
Yes.
Yay! Yeah, well, that's good news. Why are you not happy? Are you happy? Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, Felicia. Bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Now, the question I have for you today is, I'm learning a lot in this position. I also, the commissioner also have a leadership academy that she does, and I put my application in at the last minute, but it was kind of rushed. I just wanted to make, do you see anything about me getting accepted in this leadership academy that?
Yes, as you're talking, but you know, well, I'm glad that you said last minute, because I saw it was like a little nick. Like, you know, you came in at the last minute, like, oh, wait a minute, we got one more applicant. Just in time.
Yeah, my.
Just in time, yes. So, oh, yeah. You're definitely in the running, trust me on that one. Yes. Yeah. I think you're at the top of the page, Lord, the top of the pile. So, yeah. But you know what? God works in a wink of an eye, Felicia.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you waited till the last minute, still you put it in, though, right? So, you know, it still works. Yeah.
I have to give it to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he approved it, but they still have to go through the process.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, well, congratulations. Girl, you just moving and grooving, ain't you? Would you say taking numbers and kicking ass? Go on with it now.
And
I'm so happy for you, Felicia. That's
open,
beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, and thank you for sharing that good news. That made my Sunday afternoon, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye. And have a wonderful week, too, Felicia. Sorry, I meant to say that. Oh, I love good news. What better way to start the show, huh? All right. Our next caller is area code 510. You're on the
Hello.
Air with Linus. Who's this?
Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing good, and you?
Oh, terrific. Terrific. Beautiful day out today. You know,
I live in liquid
sunshine, but it is gorgeous today. Thank you, God. So, anyway, so what can I answer for you today?
I wanted to know concerning love. I've been divorced 3 years, and I wanted to know, when do you see me meeting my true love?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you finally cleared that.
Yes.
I want to say clear that path, but they're showing me, like, when you clear a board, I see two pieces on a table.
Yes.
And I see your hand just clearing it, and now it's all blank. There's nothing.
Yeah.
So you're done with that. Yeah, you've got clarity now. You're done, so there's no residual on that. Okay, well, let's see what's coming up for Tamika. Oh, God, right away. Why are they showing me this guy? He's hilarious. I don't know if this is a mate now, but they're showing me this guy right now, and he is funny. He's almost like a comedian, to be honest with you. He's not. He's a professional. Yeah, it's almost like people told him he missed his calling. Because he has a professional job, but he's funny as hell. And people tell him all the time he should have went into comedy professionally. He's coming toward you now. He's shorter than you. I'm sorry. I don't know if you like tall men, but I see him. Either he's the same height as you, Tamika, or he's an inch or two shorter.
It's not an issue.
Oh, okay, good. You know what? I have not to interrupt our reading, but I got to tell this. Yesterday, I was with my core girlfriends, and we were talking about how so many women nowadays are either dating or marrying men that are shorter than them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we were just discussing. I was like, you know, and I started thinking about a pastor I know. His wife is taller than him and a couple other people. And I was like, wow. Didn't really look at it, but heck, you know, they're together forever and a day, right?
Right.
So I said, oh, maybe I need to come down a little bit off my 6 feet, what I'm looking for in a man. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, let's get back to the love. But that guy came right up. Oh, he came right up. Let me ask, do you know him or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know, you know, if he might have been like somebody in passing, hi and goodbye, but you know, you never talk. So they said, no, you haven't met him. And they keep showing me the penguin. Do you remember the penguin on, oh, God, He's on Gotham because they redid like the Batman or whatever, and they got Gotham
yeah.
out. I don't
yeah.
watch it, but I know the Penguin is on there. Okay, that's what they're showing me. The guy is short like that and not round like the Penguin, but, you know, he's got a little weight, but he's not fat.
Right.
That's what they're showing me. So about that high. So I don't know if that's 2 or 3 inches shorter than you or what, but
no, that's
okay.
About the
Let's
same
see.
Height.
About this guy. When was she meeting Angels?
Yes.
Right after Mercury retrograde. Oh, they're saying like the first, where's my pen? The first week of August, right after Mercury retrograde. First week of August. Okay. And the Angels, where is she going to meet this gentleman at? Possibility of a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It looks like, okay, now they're showing me. I see you and a girlfriend or you and a sister. You know what I mean? Like your sister or either girlfriend. You're at this restaurant, and it's mediocre. It's not no high price type of restaurant. It's not a Denny's. In fact, okay, now they're showing me. This is a... It's not the commercial restaurants, the Denny's and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is like, you know, it's intimate. It's intimate, but it's nice. I don't want to say mom and pop because it looks like, okay, I see the capacity sign. It says 50 in this restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not that
so
many.
It's a small restaurant.
But it's nice, and it's different. I think it's a different culture. Matter of fact, Felicia, they're showing me this guy is, Tamika, excuse me, this guy is a different culture than us.
So
whatever restaurant that you and your sister or your girlfriend is in, I don't want to say African, but it's different. It could be Italian, African, Mexican, whatever, but so that's why, that's why they're showing me that. But anyway, this gentleman is also in there having a meal, and he noticed you.
Okay.
He knows you. He looks at you. He might even, I see him, like, winking with one eye. He's winking at you like, oh, really? Yeah, he's kind of, he sees you. I see him looking across the room. He sees you, and he gives you a wink. So, you know, at that point in time, I know we're not supposed to use our fingers at people or whatever, but maybe your hand and just say, come here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this particular gentleman can be a long-term relationship. He is a professional, and he's a good guy. It just looks like he has a problem getting women because of his height, which is too bad. You know what I'm saying? He's a good person. Spiritually, and the man goes to church. They're just telling me he goes to church. Now, he's not no sanctimonious down on your knees, but he has a belief in God. Yeah.
Okay.
So he does go to church. But, yeah, nice cat. He's a nice guy. He just, you know, women look at him, and he's comfortable on the eyes. Okay. He's a fairly nice-looking gentleman. But because of his height, you know, and the women that he sees, they don't show interest in him. But for some reason in the restaurant, he sees you and he just, I don't know, something about you. And he's like, ooh, I like her, you know, type of thing. But because of his shyness and how he's been rejected, you know, that's what I'm saying. You have to take your hand and like, come here.
Coast him over. Yeah.
That's it. Coax him over, you know, and just say, well, how are you doing today? You know, I'm Felicia. This is my sister or girlfriend, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Well, even though he's over there at the other table eating, you know, tell him, so when you get through with your meal, come over here and have dessert with us or a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And he will, and that's when he'll. Because I see your sister or girlfriend, they're next to you going like, ooh, all right now, what you doing, girl? Yeah, they're teasing you, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and this man has money.
Okay.
Money is not an objective with him.
Right.
Because he's never kind of had any relationship, and I see he has a townhouse. They're showing him he lives in a townhome that he's buying. So it's his. He's buying it. And he just saves his money. He doesn't.
Oh,
he don't
okay.
just give his money away, and he don't let people use him. Now, he is an intelligent
right.
man. He don't let
right.
people use him. But if he's with a woman, he can spoil her. He can spoil
okay.
that woman. Yeah. You know, if y'all are out and about, like, ooh, baby, I like this blouse. What you think about
He'll
this?
Get
you know,
it.
To you, you want? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he will. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's see, what else? Okay, angels, what else about this guy? Communication and understanding is good with him. He loves to communicate.
Oh,
that's
good.
Not going to be a problem. Whatever you want to talk about, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, social, he likes that, you know.
Okay.
He likes the communication. So that's good. He's a man that believes in talking to get understanding.
Yes.
Okay, now they're showing me, back to the restaurant, they're showing me where the sun, boy, this must be a nice place. Because it's showing me the sun is shining outside this restaurant, but it's also shining inside the restaurant. And the angels are telling me it's like a blessing.
Oh,
must be
okay.
a really good place. Must be a really
yes.
good place. Yeah, it's like a blessing. That's why I said they showed me the capacity sign, said 50 people. So it's intimate but loving, and I guess evidently it's good service, but it's just,
yes.
it's a nice place. It's quiet but enjoyable. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yes.
I think maybe because he's so shy, it's his place to go to. Yeah, because I see him being a regular customer. It's his place to go to just to, you know, just enjoy by himself, have a nice meal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 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 nice meal. So,
okay.
In fact, I see you two going back now. I see you two walking through the door of the restaurant together, going
Aww.
Back to eat. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
James or John, remember that as a possibility
okay.
for his name they're giving me. And his last name is a little different. See, that's why I kept saying angels. I knew it. I said it's a different culture.
Yeah.
The last name I can't
when
even
blended.
It's like intrinsic or something. Yeah, something kind of long.
Okay.
So I don't know. You know, he might be. Yeah, he is from a different culture. I think he's over
okay.
there from the third world, like around. Syria or Morocco, part
oh,
of Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, he's a nice-looking gentleman. He is. He's comfortable on the eyes. Yeah. So I
okay.
guess he just hasn't met a woman that he could really enjoy and spend some time together and spend money on and travel and do things. I mean, he's a good guy. He's around. He would treat you good, Felicia. I'm going to put it like this.
Okay.
He would treat you really good.
Okay.
Yep. That's why
right.
I always say love has no age, no color,
right.
no size,
because
you don't know who. Yeah, because you know
be.
What? Wait,
yeah.
Waiting on somebody that's 6 foot or greater and somebody shorter come along will probably treat you way better, right?
Right.
Could treat you.
Right.
Besides that, if they're shorter than you, you could use them as a spinner.
Right.
Girl, you know I'm a nut. That ain't the angels, that's me. Yeah, so you got to call me and let me know. So the first week of August, so we're out of Mercury retrograde on that Friday. And so the next would be starting, so I would say from the 4th to the 10th of
okay.
August. Yep.
Okay.
Because it's like right after Mercury retrograde, like yesterday was dark and today was light. It's that quick.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes, between the 4th and the 10th. So remember that. That's when you're going to meet the guy that's going to make you happy for the rest of your life.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, I would be too, because he's just a really good guy. He just hasn't met the right woman, and he's shy because he's been rejected. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You and him together, yes, you'll bring him out and he'll bring you out. But the communication is what's so beautiful. You two talk. You two talk
yes.
about stuff. And that's good. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't ask about sex, but, you know, like I said, spinner.
Right.
Oh, Lord, I could be a nut. Well, Felicia, thank you for calling. I'm going to move on to the next call. But,
okay, keep
a girl in touch, honey. Let a sister know what's going on.
Okay. All right.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. All right. Next caller, area code 478. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm well. How are you?
Terrific.
I just want to look and see what's coming up for me in my love life.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh, excuse me. If I don't have the hiccups, then my mouth gets dry. I got a big old thing of water next to me. I'm like, Lord have mercy. And it's a beautiful day out, too, you know?
It is.
Okay. I see a gentleman. He looks like a businessman. And then they're telling me he reminds you of like having an uncle. He's a few years older than you. This man could be 5. Okay, let me write this down. 5 to 10 years older than you. And the angels are telling me he's got one heck of a foundation. I think this man is known. Yeah, no, he's definitely got a foundation. He's divorced. He has 2 children that are teenagers and they're late teens. So you're looking at 16 to 18.
Okay.
And he does have a, he's a good father. They tell him he's a good father.
Great.
He's got a good relationship with his children. So that's good. But I see him as this tall man, but they said it's almost he gives you a feeling like an uncle. So I would imagine that he would come like as a friend, right?
Okay.
You would be friends. But and he loves younger women. You're right on the page. You're on the page. I mean, he walks proud. They're showing me him walking down the street. He's a very proudful man. Very proudful and honorable. He must have been in the service. Angels, was he in the military or something? Because that's, I'm picking. Oh, he was.
Well,
okay.
I live in a military town, so.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, yeah.
He's
been in the
Air
military, okay. Yeah, because he just walks so, you know, he's just proud and honorable. So, yeah, that would be military, okay. Well, that's confirmed. Let's see, what else? What else, Angels? Where do you want to go with this relationship, the angels are asking me?
I'm ready to be committed in a relationship,
long-term.
Committed that leads to marriage, yes. I'm sick of the games men play.
Okay, long-term relationship. Okay, they were just asking. Let's see, what else? Okay, well, let's ask where you're going to meet him. Angels, where is she going to meet this guy at? Because you even showed me him walking down the street. Introduction from somebody that you know.
Oh, cool.
To the introduction to him. So who? Okay, it could be a woman, but I see a guy friend or a relative, but it looks more like this gentleman is a friend of yours or like a friend of the family's. You know what I mean? Never nothing between y'all. He's just totally a friend. I just feel more toward him than I do the woman. And he will make the introduction. So you guys are somewhere, or you are somewhere. It looks like he gets invited. It's not an outdoor gathering. It looks like it could be, but I see everybody coming inside like at a hall. There's still food tables, people talking and laughing and enjoying. But it looks like it could have been outside and moved inside. Maybe a change in the weather. Maybe it got windy or something and everybody moved inside. But there was stuff inside, too.
Okay.
You know, but so I guess you could either eat inside wherever this hall or whatever is at, or you could eat outside. But eventually everybody moves inside. So whoever this gentleman is, it comes. Like I said, maybe he's a friend of the family or you know, just good friends that you know. He is going to introduce you. Because the conversation will come up, you know, and be like, well, Patricia, where your man? Who you dating? What you doing? You know, and he you and him have a conversation, but anyway, he introduces you to this guy, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's great. In fact, he tells the guy. Yeah, because he knows you, he tells the guy, you know, like, man, don't hurt her. She's a good woman. You know, just do right by her. That's what he's telling him. Just do right by her. Mm-hmm. So, because this guy is not a player. He's not that kind of man. Like I said, mm-hmm. he's 5 or 10 years older. So he's very much, when he gets with a woman, you're talking about a substantial relationship of two people together. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how you're going to meet him.
You
I'm going to tell
time
you, it's
time?
Coming up this month.
Oh,
it's
cool.
coming up this month when you meet him. But now remember, Patricia, we're in Mercury retrograde.
I know.
We
yeah.
don't ever want to start a relationship in Mercury retrograde. So you got to keep this light. Yeah, you got to
okay.
keep it light. You know, you can meet him, talk to him on the phone. You two might even go out and have dinner or the show or whatever. But keep it real light. After Mercury retrograde,
right.
then go in. Then
okay.
go in and
okay.
like, yeah, well, you want to come over and spend the night?
Oh God! I
want
to make sure my teenagers are out. I say I have to make sure my 19-year-old is out of the house.
Child, I hear you. I was there once with my youngest. Yeah, I'm so glad when she went to college. I said, Lord, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I know it's so good when you can be in the house by yourself and. They're not here, so I enjoy it. It's just peaceful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you get
well,
a name or anything?
Let's see. Rutherford. Ooh,
Rutherford.
I got to write that down.
That sounds like a last name.
Yes, that's what I said, too.
Yeah.
Yep. It is. They're just telling me it's his last name. Rutherford. I got Rutherford.
R-D.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just, you know, for you to make notations, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rutherford. Okay.
All right. Interesting.
And they're showing me now he's
so
medium complected.
Okay.
Oh, and he's got a little diamond in his ear. Look like I think it's his right ear. Little baby diamond. I'm looking at him totally now. I'm looking at his physique, which is fine. But I'm asking, does he have hair on? Oh, okay, he's bald. That's what I wanted to know. So he's bald. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, that's okay. I mean, God.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
fashionable. So
okay.
Even men that have hair will cut all their hair off just because, you know, I look good in my bald head. But anyway, he doesn't.
And
he's
low maintenance.
In his right ear. He's got a good job. The man makes good money. He's really, he's confident within himself and his goals and stuff for the future. He wants to make sure his kids get into college and stuff like that. And he hadn't really been thinking about a relationship, to be honest with you. Because he hasn't been dating. He hasn't really been thinking about it. He's been divorced for a while, so it ain't nothing new.
Okay.
I mean, it's years between him and his ex. But like I say, he do have a relationship with his children. But but getting back, he hasn't been in a relationship in a long time. Yeah, so this is good. Fresh meat.
That's
anyway,
good.
Yeah, so he's, stop it, Lynn. Anyway, he hasn't been in a relationship. So to meet you, it's like the sun is coming up.
Okay.
Right? Because he's going to take time. When he meets you,
he's going to take
a pause, but it's like the sun is coming up, like, okay, I'm going to open up. I'm going to open myself up again now and, you know, see what Patricia is like and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Okay.
But you could have a really good relationship with him.
Right. I'm looking for something with him.
Yeah. They're showing me now he can be a little stubborn, and that's okay. I think some of the things he's stubborn in is good. It's about morality in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not going to do certain things. He's not no alcoholic. Mm-hmm. He's not no drug addict. You know what I mean? Like, he's...
Yeah.
How can I say this? It's not conceited, because that's not the word. How can I say that? The confidence. I'll just put it like that. He's confident.
Mm-hmm.
He's not cocky. But he wants good things for himself as well as if he's with another woman. Right?
Okay.
He wants really good things. So stubbornness is not listening or communication, stuff like that. It's just like, no, that ain't going to work, babe. We're not going to do that. And you'd be like, wait a minute. Did you really look at it? And he's not giving in. He's telling you, no, it's not going to work, babe. Yeah.
Okay.
So that way, stubborn. Not stubborn in a relationship.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stubborn when he knows it's a good decision to be made.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll abide by it, and he'll stick by it. Yes, ma'am. He will stick by it no matter what.
So I wouldn't be able to change his mind no matter what.
No, because you'd have to really show him a difference, right? Because, he's like that. And it could be a water sign. They're showing me an Aquarius. Ooh, okay.
Oh, my God. I've dated like 3 Aquarius before, and it never works. So I'm a Cancer.
Okay. But he's an Aquarius with Cancer.
But okay.
Nope, he's
got Cancer
I
got a lot of air in my sign, which I'm sometimes very Aquarius-like.
Okay, they're telling me he's an Aquarius with a Cancer rising.
Well, that's good.
That must be how you two, because he's got that in him too. So, because Cancer's nurturing. Very nurturing sign. Very good.
I am very nurturing.
Yeah,
very family oriented, loyal, and all that stuff that gets me in trouble sometimes.
That's my moon. My moon is Cancer. And you're right on the nurturing. That's. I mean, not you're right, but that you're a nurturing person because I'm a Capricorn with a Virgo rising and a Cancer moon. So. I'm the kind of person like, I'll love you to death and I'll fuck you up at the same time.
That's kind of like me, too. That's when my Gemini Cancer cuff kicks in when I turn into a twin, because I'm like, ooh, we didn't know you were that mean, but yeah.
Gotta love it. Yeah, so he's coming. I would say, anytime. I'm just going to put it like that. Anytime this month, he could show up. But like I said, you remember his last name is Rutherford.
Rutherford.
So when you get introduced,
I'll start smiling to myself.
That's right. Be like, come over here, like I told the other lady. Come over here.
Definitely will.
He's good. He's going to bring balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the angels are telling me. He's going to bring balance. So you guys are going to have a relationship. He brings balance. But he's a strong man. He's a strong man. Like, any word that you two would go don't matter from hell and back. You don't have to worry.
Good.
You don't have to worry. Yeah. He's tall. He's tall and he's a little thick. Now, he's not fat by no means, but I mean a little thick, and maybe 250.
Muscular. Something like that.
A little bit, But he just... He has this ambience about him that when he's with a woman, she's protected for life.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not going to let anybody upset you or hurt you. Not if he's there, it's not going to happen. Because he'll get up in their face. I can see him. He'd get up in somebody's face about you. He'd be like, who are you raising your voice to? You don't talk to her like that. Yeah.
Well, great.
That's
I need that. That's what I've been looking forward to. Something with some substance.
Yeah, so don't give up on Aquarius. The right one is coming along. But this is because he has Cancer in his sign. So the understanding will be there as far as with you, right? So, I'm happy for you.
I'm so excited.
Yes, and please call me back after you meet him.
I will.
Whatever,
I will let you know, Lennis.
Just don't take it to the relationship level
until I offer the retrograde, August 2nd.
That's right,
okay.
So after August 2nd. But still, you know, talk to the man on the phone and go out and
I
have
will.
Dinner or a show or something. That's okay.
Sure.
But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you're getting serious, you're talking every day, you're seeing each other every
mm-hmm.
day.
Yeah,
you're
every day.
Making
yeah.
love. Yeah, now it's at that level, right? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I just
mm-hmm.
want you to hold off a little bit.
Okay,
know,
I will.
Girl, let me know. Brother Angel's really
all
came
right,
through
I
for
will.
You on that one.
Thank you, Rena, so much. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, you're welcome, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too. You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Uh-oh. What did I do? Okay. All right, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And I'm going to check the chat room. Oh, hi, Casey. I'm just coming in now to check. Oh, okay. Who was it? Just Patricia, if you can still hear, let me, Casey, she's also another psychic. She feels as though that you might reconnect with an old relationship, okay? She said she sees a guy begging you to come back with him. It's an old relationship. So that's her view on your relationship reading. Thank you, Casey, for that. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. Well, lines are open, you guys. Right now they're open, so if you want to come in, call in, please do. And the chat room, we've got KC, and they're monitoring today. So please call in or go in the chat room if you don't want to be on the air. Just to reiterate, remember that on Tuesday is the lunar eclipse, and on Tuesday also is the full moon, so we've got two things going like we did at the beginning of the month. I've got, trying to find here, the lunar, I think I did something on the lunar eclipse, I'm pretty sure I did, that's coming up. So, let me see, can I find that possibility, and maybe I can read you, tell you a little stuff about maybe what to expect or what's coming up on the lunar eclipse. Okay. Yep. We're going to get that right now. I hope everybody's having a good day, and I hope your week is going to be just wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, there's the July horoscopes. I thought I did something on the lunar. I got the solar eclipse, which I told all y'all about that. And Mercury retrograde, how it's going to affect all 12 signs. You can read that on the blog, in the blog news. Heck, I thought I did something on the lunar. I really did, but I'm not. I did. I found it. Good. I thought for a minute I was going nuts. Okay. All right. Lunar eclipse for July 2019. The full moon eclipse is in the sign of Capricorn. So if you know who Capricorns are and their behavior, character, just twine that in. A lunar eclipse is especially a potent lunation. In this case, a potent full moon. Lunar eclipses are relationship-oriented. The crisis that these eclipses tend to elicit is a crisis of lack of time when we suddenly realize a great need or want. The impact of the crisis can act to serve as a relationship is possible, but it can also bring two people together with a sudden awareness of a great need for each other. Although lunar eclipses are more relationship-oriented than solar eclipses, they are not always about relationship between two people. They can trigger awareness of need in other areas of our lives, such as our relationship to work, our relationships to health, our bodies, and so forth. This is a time when matters come to light, things that have been brewing under the surface. Full moons and lunar eclipse. Let me, before I read this, check, make sure. Okay. Full moon and lunar eclipses bring issues in our lives to fulfillment. Our emotions are heightened, and there is often some sort of drama involved with the house, a sign, and any contacted planets activated by the full moon. Well, you're in Capricorn, so look for 24 degrees of Capricorn and Cancer, Patricia, in your own chart. The lunar eclipse gives a cosmic push to make needed changes in our lives. The areas of our life activated by the eclipse may see dramatic turns, after which the path is clear to move forward. Note that whatever happens, quote unquote, at the time is nothing truly new. The issues have been brewing inside of us and emotions have been building. Something comes to light at the time of the full moon, which is Tuesday, and if we get in touch with our emotions, we can get better idea of what needs to change or what needs to go. This lunar eclipse in Capricorn is bound to thrust us into a state of heightened awareness of flaws in the structure of our lives, particularly in our career or outer structures, in our home and family structures. Decisions made now are emotionally drawn. So I just want to say last week Nina was telling people don't be around people that argue. So be careful of that while we're in Mercury retrograde, but also during the solar. But now in the lunar eclipse, you also want to be careful not to be around people that are argumentative. You know, if you know that they getting ready to start some drama or some wacky thing, walk away. Or just say, you know what, I don't want to hear that garbage right now. Let's talk about something else, you know, and leave that there. So anyway, so it looks like Tuesday on till the end of the month, we'll be dealing with relationships from the outside to the inside, right? Relationships with family, friends, associates, your job, your bodies, your health, career, whatever. It's relationship in anything. So just be patient with yourself and be patient with the other people. That's what I would say. Probably would be the best way to go. And if it's something that you really don't want to be bothered in, then, you know, shoot, walk away. Leave it, because that's not who you are. So anyway, well, I'll tell you what, since I got a little time, I'll share the predictions. But like I said, you can go to YouTube and see my predictions for the weather. Weather predictions for the second half of the year. Okay, sorry, I was just checking to make sure if there was any calls. All lines are open right now, so y'all call in. Come on now. You can call in. Yeah, all five lines are open. Okay, now predictions from 7:13 yesterday for weather for the second half of the year. On August 9th, and this came to me night before last, I was meditating and praying, and the angels were talking to me about the weather, so that's why this predictions for the second half of the year came up. August 9th, earthquakes in Alaska or the California-Mexico border. Possibility Washington and Oregon states could feel residuals from the earthquakes. They showed me a 9.0 earthquake, major destruction, a lot of lives lost. Next one, flooding in the Gulf Coast will be very bad. FEMA will be brought in for help. Make sure that they are FEMA personnel. There have been rogue groups operating as such without federal or state authority. Tremendously hot in the Midwest, deaths will occur. I see this happening in a two-month period. So we're in July now, so I think September. It's going to get extremely hot in the Midwest. Not normal temperatures in autumn, and it's still very hot. Well, autumn begins the 21st of September. Northwest has never experienced rain like this in the fall. A lot of flooding. Hope you live near a hill or a higher elevation. Europe will break records for heat and flooding until the fall of the year. And for some reason, there are a lot of handicapped children. This is my last thing. It's not weather-related. But for some reason, there are a lot of handicapped children being born statistically higher than median years. And what I said about that is because maybe about 20, 25 years ago, we were worried the kids autistic. And I think it's from the shots that they give the kids. But that's just my opinion, okay? We had all this autism. Then it was a lot of kids with juvenile diabetes. Like, what in the world? The kids that came up from the 60s and the 70s, they weren't bothered with that. But by the 80s and 90s, I don't know what's going on, but that's just crazy, okay? It's crazy. But anyway, so those are the weather predictions. It's more involved. If you watch it on YouTube, there's more information about that because it's also for the October, November, and December, so you get more information on there. Well, y'all, I don't know. It's about a quarter of. Should I do Miss Nina's two-minute warning? that cracks me up when she does that. Anyway, I hope that this week everybody has a good week and you enjoy. Like I said, Tuesday will be your lunar eclipse and also your full moon. I want to thank everybody for joining me around the world in the chat room and on the phone. And a special thank you out to Miss KC for being in the chat room today as a moderator. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And that's it. See you guys tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And call in with your questions or validations. We appreciate that. And I do want to thank again Felicia, our first call, because that was a nice way to start the show with good news. So, again, thank you, Felicia. And thank you, Tamika and Patricia, too, for calling in for readings. All right, y'all. See you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Have a good Sunday and know that you're loved.
In the moves we can make, your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find us together in a love that's just gonna take us all the way.